While a lot of Wisconsin journalists weighed in on whether or not Kenosha was well represented in the Harper's piece titled The Art of Losing, there's perhaps no journalist closer to the issue than Liz Snyder. Snyder grew up on the north side of Kenosha, and she's now a columnist and reporter for Kenosha News. She joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about the article and her city.
So, of course, we're talking about the Harper's article. What were your first impressions of it?
Well, when I first read it, I have to admit, I felt very defensive right away and a little angry because he calls Kenosha right off the bat a gray, ex-urban strip of Lake Michigan frontage with barely 100,000 residents. And I thought, you know, we like to think we're more than that. And what are we supposed to be a suburb of? An exurb? Like, are we a suburb of Chicago or Milwaukee? And that phrase, barely 100,000 residents. I don't really know what that means. Are we supposed to be over 100,000? Like, we're barely making it? Because we're actually a growing community, you know, and it's been a lot of growth lately. And I'm not sure that Kenosha cares if we get to 100,000 or not. And, you know, is that a benchmark of something? So I did feel very defensive, you know, maybe unfairly, but.
I will say, I was also struck by the barely 100,000 people.
Yeah, barely. Like I said, like it was a goal that we were trying to reach, and I didn't realize we were.
Well, that's a big city for Wisconsin. Some people, myself included, have taken issue with the reporter being kind of completely unfamiliar with the area. He hadn't heard of Kenosha. And then, you know, he essentially wrote a piece that attempted to define the area, what the area was about. What do you think of these criticisms, and how do you think that was borne out in the article itself?
Well, I told him, because I did talk to James Pogue, you know, on the phone after the article came out. And the first thing I said to him is, well, you know, you talk about it being like gray and grim and cold, but it's February, man, in the Midwest. I said, that's why we make February the shortest month and why a lot of us, if we can, we escape for a week or two, go somewhere a little sunnier. So I thought that whole weather thing was kind of funny. I think he was probably trying to set the scene, but I thought, yeah, nobody's that happy in February. But yeah, I kind of felt like he perhaps had a preconceived notion too, because he does say later in the article that he was surprised to find Kenoshans are not angry all the time, even in February, about politics, as if we have nothing else to focus on. I thought it seemed like it was a revelation to him that people in Kenosha have lives that don't revolve around what's going to happen with Donald Trump or what's going to happen nationally, that we, you know, we care about it. And I'm certain there's people who talk about it and think about it, but you don't want to spend all your time just worrying about those issues when there's other things like Packer games in February to look at. So I think that surprised him.
You mentioned, of course, you had a chance to talk to the writer. How did he explain his approach to this work?
Well, actually, when I talked to him, too, I probably, you know, I felt like I'm a little angry. I'm feeling a little defensive, kind of like you do, like if, you know, you pick on your sibling, but then someone else says, you know, your brother's stupid, so you punch him because you're like, he's my brother. I can talk about him that way. So I think I kind of felt that way, like, hey, this is Kenosha. This is my hometown where I live now and write about for the hometown newspaper. So you can't say it. We might say it. But then once I talked to him, he was a very sweet guy and very funny and nice. So I really feel like he didn't mean any harm. And he is based in Los Angeles now, but he's actually from Hamilton County, Ohio. So we talked about that a bit too. So he's not from a big city. And he's also from an area where he said, you know, he's not happy when, he said, you know, East or West Coast writers would come to Ohio and talk about different parts of Ohio. And he'd say, I feel like they wildly exaggerated it. So what he was trying to do is he came here and he wanted to stay 6 weeks, which he did. He rented a house for 6 weeks because he felt like if he stayed here, you know, a little more than a month, it would be better than if he just popped in for like a weekend or 3 days and then tried to sum up the area. So I feel like he was trying to make an attempt, to get to know people in the community and not just do like a, you know, drive-by hit job on it. I don't know if he was successful or not, but at least it was an attempt.
Yeah, it when I read it, it immediately feels a bit alienating, in part because the approach is that of someone seemingly discovering a place that, you know, I've known my whole life. I grew up not that far from Kenosha, and I have to imagine as someone who lives and works in Kenosha, it felt much more that way. But I guess after speaking with him and after reading the piece, do you think there's merit in that approach of discovering a place, or do you think the story of Kenosha is ultimately better told by someone who is from the area?
Well, I think you're never going to get to know a place just from staying there, you know, even 6 months. I don't know if you can dig into a place's DNA in that way, because I'm sure I could go to Los Angeles for 6 weeks and I would write about my impressions of it. And even though I could say, well, I dug myself, I embedded here, but it's not going to be the same as a native person from Los Angeles is going to look at it. I think there's probably value in both, but I think it's a little glib, and it's probably a little too easy for journalists to fall into the trap of thinking, oh, I know that place. You know, I parachuted in, I went to some of the bars, I went out to eat, I went to a labor breakfast, he went to the Swedish American Club one night and, you know, played trivia. I mean, that is a little snapshot and that is a little slice of the community. But that's not Kenosha, not any more than it would be, you know, Lake Geneva or Chicago or San Diego. Yeah, I think probably unless you do live somewhere or are from somewhere, then you really know it in your bones. And that probably just can't really be replicated anywhere.
Liz Snyder is a columnist and reporter for Kenosha News, and she spoke with Lake Vexjoy Powers.